It's a showdown between the state of Washington's legislative and judicial branches. The Supreme Court will consider tomorrow whether to penalize the state for not complying with a 2012 ruling on school funding. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says the first question for the court is whether to hold the state in contempt. If the answer is yes, then the next question is whether to impose sanctions.
They could include ordering additional spending on education, prohibiting non-education-related spending, perhaps compelling a tax increase, although I don't know how the court could force legislators to vote for a tax increase, or adopting some sort of judicial line item veto. But, I mean, you start to get into a real challenge and tension between the branches of government. How far can the court go? How does it impose something that it can actually enforce so it doesn't end up back in the same place it is today, which is we told you to do something and you didn't do it?
That was Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. The timing of any sanctions is also an issue with this historic hearing. The state argues any sanctions should be delayed until next spring after the 2015 regular legislative session. The plaintiffs want sanctions to kick in if the legislature doesn't act before the end of this year.